Our Lord goes into the temple area and scatters the money changers' tables and drives out those selling doves and those who are carrying things around in the temple, because the temple is a house of prayer. And our Lord repeats that scripture quote from the Old Testament, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples, but you have made it a den of thieves." And sort of makes you think of sometimes you go into certain parishes and after the Mass it's just like a cafeteria where people are talking everywhere and doing whatever, and it's not a house of prayer anymore, and you can't even pray, and there's too much chattering. And certainly that's sort of a similar thing that our Lord was saying that should not happen in our churches, that are houses of prayer. And he talks in this gospel about how we should pray, that we should pray with faith, believing that God is going to answer our prayer. But we can't just ask for anything, although he doesn't specifically say that. He says, "Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you that all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours." Is it true that if we believe it, whatever we ask for will be given to us? Not absolutely. We have to be praying for things that are good for us. God is not going to answer our prayer, even if we believe with all our human capability that we're going to have whatever we ask for. There are those, you know, sort of gurus and worldly thinking people that just use their mind and try to get things done, how to make things happen, and to some extent they are able to do it with this power of Satan, and whatever little power that God gives to our mind. But if we want anything from God, we have to ask for things that are good for us, and we have to ask with a certain disposition. Those really three things that we need to remember in our prayers: a good disposition, and that we're praying for something that is good for us, and that we pray with perseverance. Those three things. Our disposition should be a disposition of faith and not doubting, that we're praying to God who loves us, who wants to give us everything that is good, who cares for us, and who wants to have a close relationship to us and wants to give us what we ask for that is good. So we should have faith and a confidence and a trust when we pray. If we don't, we doubt. We doubt the goodness of God, then he's not going to answer our prayer. So we need to have that good disposition, and we do need to be praying for what is God's will, what is good for us, and we don't always know what that is, and so we may not always receive what we ask for at all or right away. So we should be asking for what is for our good, and we should pray as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed to his Father, "Take this cup away from me, but not as I will, but as you will." That should always be the caveat in our prayers: only if it is your will, only if it is for my good and for the good of others. And then that third and last requirement, which most people don't do, is to pray until we receive what we are asking for. Pray with perseverance, pray without ceasing, keep praying. And remember that there are certain kinds of things that are going to be given to us more quickly than others. If there's something urgent, then God knows how urgent we need it, and he'll give it to us right away, maybe instantaneously or shortly after or a little while after. And then there are things that take along much longer to receive. Praying for the conversion of somebody else, or praying for virtues that require a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of prayer and a lot of trust in God. It's by their nature, if we're praying for humility or charity or forgiveness or patience, by their nature, these virtues require time, require effort, require experience and working and learning and teaching from God. These things take time, and we have to pray with perseverance and pray continually until we receive them, and we'll receive them little by little, not usually all at once. And these things take time, and we need to be patient and make that effort to pray over and over every day until we receive all these virtues, all these things that are good for us. And remember that when we pray too, we're not just praying to get things, but we're also praying for a relationship, cultivating a relationship of love and friendship and union and relationship with the one we're praying for. It's not just a give and take. It's a relationship of love for God. And so when we pray for things and it takes us time to get them, we're developing a relationship. It's not just even the virtues that we're asking for. We're not just praying for the virtues, but we're praying to increase our trust and love for God this union with God that takes prayer. And so those two things we should be praying for. And so if we don't get what we're asking for right away, at least we're getting a relationship, we're communicating with God, and He is giving us grace on whatever level, to whatever extent He is. And in turn, we will very often, sooner or later, get what we are asking for, if it is for our good and the salvation of souls and the will of God. So let us pray with perseverance.
Misericordes, oh.